Some years we can go most of the winter without a measurable snowfall. So for us to have two snowfalls within a week of each other is pretty remarkable. So how do we measure which snowfall was the bigger deal? Well, if you measured it by how cold it was, or by how many days of school were canceled, then the most recent one would seem to win, right? But shouldn't you measure a snowfall by actually measuring a snowfall, like with a ruler, right? So in the first storm, no matter where you put the ruler, here it was about 9 inches, and here it was also about 9 inches. But in the second storm, well, the wind came, right? So you could measure it here, and it might have been a foot. But you measure it here, and it was just a couple inches, huh? How do you measure that snowfall? It's like you need to measure it like this, right? The truth is that how you measure something can vary greatly depending on your measuring stick. And our readings this weekend are an attempt to help us rethink the standards by which we measure success and happiness. Could it be that the way the world measures is not the stick that we want to use? You know, if there were ever a weekend to think about who's successful and who isn't, well, this is the weekend, right? A gold medal is clearly better than a bronze, right? A Super Bowl appearance is definitely more successful than just making it to the AFC Championship, unfortunately. And the movie that just received 12 Oscar nominations has to be better than the one that only got 7, right? After all, that's how we measure things, isn't it? More is better, higher is better, farther is better. But today's readings turn that thinking on its head with some sayings that can be hard to understand, much less accept. Jeremiah gets us started when he says, "Cursed is the one who trusts in human beings, who seeks his strength in the flesh." But isn't that what we're supposed to do? Then Jesus takes it to the finish line. "Blessed are you who are poor." Not poor in spirit. Poor. "Blessed are you who are hungry now." And if that wasn't enough, "Woe to you who are rich. Woe to you who are filled now." Apparently, Jesus is using a different measuring stick. So how should we understand this? It seems like our Lord wants us to avoid two pitfalls. The first is that when things go great, I can be tempted to think that I'm the reason for it. I got a promotion, I got first place, I got 1,000 likes, and you'll look at me. The second pitfall is that if I become so focused on the things of this world, before long I might have no desire for the things of the next. I just want to stay here forever. So it seems like if we didn't have all that popularity and success, then we wouldn't have those problems. But does that mean that we should wish for that? You know, wouldn't it be great if I lost my job? then I'd learn to trust more in God, right? Wouldn't it be great if we did not qualify for state? Then I'd know that there's something more important than that, huh? That kind of seems absurd, doesn't it? I mean, I'm a good Christian, and I want everyone to go to heaven. So maybe it'd be good if they didn't qualify for state, huh? Then they'd know there's something more important than that. You know, this is just one of many passages where Jesus reminds us that money and possessions can get in the way. Popularity and honor can get in the way. And deep down, we know that. If you were to think of the times in your life of the most growth and the most fulfillment, it's probably those times when you were the lowest, or the last, or the least, or the lost. So it's up to you. You can create those times, or you can search out those times, or more likely just embrace them when they come. You know, there are different ways to measure a snowfall and different ways to measure success. And blessed are you when you believe that truth.